This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today laid the foundation stone for the new Greenfield Airport in Kota, Rajasthan. In a video message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, whenever air connectivity expands in a region, it accelerates the pace of overall development in that area. He said the development of airports not only improves connectivity, but also promotes enterprise and tourism in nearby towns and cities. He said enhanced air connectivity leads to greater economic activity and opens new opportunities for growth.
Kota, aaj connectivity ke kshetra mein tezi se charon taraf jud raha hai, bad raha hai. Amrut Bharat Station Yojana ke tahat कोटा के दोनों प्रमुख रेलवे स्टेशनों को आधुनिक सुविधाओं से सुसज्जित किया जा रहा है. बेहतर सड़क और रेल कनेक्टिविटी के कारण यहां नए उद्योग स्थापित हो रहे हैं. विशेष रूप से एग्रो बेस्ड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यह क्षेत्र एक बड़ा केंद्र बनेगा. रेल और सड़क के बाद हवाई कनेक्टिविटी का यह नया अध्याय कोटा के विकास को और गति देगा. कोटा एयरपोर्ट पूरे हड़ौती क्षेत्र और आसपास के जिलों के लिए प्रगति के नए अवसर लेकर आएगा.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ramohan Naidu said that work on the airport will be completed within 2 years and flight operations will begin soon after completion. Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajanlal Sharma was also present on the occasion. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that strict action against encroachment and infiltration is continuing across the country. He was addressing a program in Haridwar held to mark the completion of 4 years of the Uttarakhand government. On the occasion, he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1,100 crore rupees for the state. He said Uttarakhand has moved beyond its phase of struggle and is rapidly progressing towards a new direction of development. Referring to the Citizenship Amendment Act, Mr. Shah said people who came to India after facing religious persecution should be granted citizenship. He added that around 200 people from Pakistan and Afghanistan have been given citizenship in Haridwar. President Draupadi Murmu today voiced her annoyance with the West Bengal government for not maintaining the protocol during her visit to attend the 9th International Santhal Adivasi Conference in Siliguri. In a public interaction following the program, President Murmu said, by protocol, the Chief Minister should be present when the President comes to a state. The President also said she noticed that many people of the Adivasi community were stopped from attending the Santhal Conference. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today said pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy and SIR of electoral rolls was conducted with the clear objective of ensuring that no eligible voter is excluded. Addressing a press conference after reviewing preparations for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections in Kochi, he said democracy was not new to the state and that Kerala had taught democratic practices to many parts of the country. Mr. Kumar said there would be 30,471 polling stations across the state, including around 5,000 new ones, and 100% webcasting would be ensured. In Nepal, out of 165 constituencies, results have been declared from 55 constituencies. The counting of votes is going on in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is leading in 76 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the people and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness to see Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. In badminton, Lakshya Sen will face Canada's Victor Lai in the men's singles semi-final match of All England Open Championships in Birmingham this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.